Oh, well, I mean, I'm a scientist, and I basically saw lots of opinion being thrown around, and so I thought I'd write a piece on what the science actually says. What are the differences? What are the facts? That sort of thing. Yep.
So then why do you think Novak Djokovic and the chief executive of Indian Wells, Raymond Moore, are so adamantly against wage equality?
Well, I think it's because of purse strings, really, and I can see their point of view. Sport is, entertainment, bums on seats, sponsorship, that sort of thing, and that brings the dollar in, and the dollar drives wages, and you can see that whole process going through. But I'm also a bit of a purist, and I believe in, sport for its pure ability and physicality. And so I thought, let's bring a counter argument to the whole idea of, enterprise and basically pure entertainment.
Well, on the point of purse strings, I mean, there's a large disparity between the amount of funding and sponsorship for women's sports as opposed to men's sports. Do you think that's largely just the big factor that's working in here?
Yeah, I think so. I think I mean, there's lots of opinion around the value of women's sports and whether or not, it is a spectacle, it is as interesting as men's sport and that sort of thing. And I'm just not going to buy into that argument. I'm actually going to, put forward that when a woman takes to the sporting arena, I mean, she relies on her own physiology, and her own physiology has an ultimate potential. And so what I'm trying to say with this particular article is that she is actually performing at her ultimate potential. And so from that point of view, should be remunerated in an equal setting.
Well, on that point, talking of these physical differences, I mean, of course, a perennial argument or a constant argument is, women are not as strong as men, can't run as much as men, et cetera, and that, lowers like how exciting their sport is. So how do these physical differences actually affect performance?
Well, so the upper body is the main, one of the biggest regions in the body, a disparity between male and female anatomy. So we tend to see women have about 30% less muscle mass in the upper body. So if you look at sports like javelin, golf, cricket, anything that uses the upper body to project something into space, all things being equal, technique being equal, and so on and so forth, you can actually see in world records that disparity of about 30%. So javelin is a really good example of the disparity between world record men and women is around that 30% mark. And so that's purely down to anatomy and physiology. Women just don't have the muscle mass, so they can't produce the same amount of force, so therefore they can't project something into space as far as men. Simple as that.
But as you said, no reason for not having wage equality.
Well, is that a is you know if let's say we took 20% or 30% off a male tennis player's hitting ability straight away, I mean, they would drop from, let's say, world number one. I think they would drop down to world number 500, and they would earn anywhere near as much as. So, do we put that same standard on women? I don't know. That's an argument, I guess, for another day.
Well, I guess moving forward, how do you think we're going to see maybe pay shift between men and women in the future? Do you think that we're going to continue with this idea that, women are not as strong as men, et cetera, so we should pay them less? Or do you think we're going to maybe see a change in attitudes? Do you think we're already seeing a change?
I think we're seeing a change. I think that there are some sports that have gone down the pathway of entertainment. So football, soccer is a really good example. Cricket is another really good example. And soon we'll see AFL. So we'll see women start to play AFL and the AFL embrace a women's competition. Now, will they ever get paid on equality as men? Probably not. I don't see it happening in my lifetime. But, at least we're moving in the right direction. We're moving in a direction where women's sport is starting to be embraced as entertainment as well. And so the performances are celebrated, and women's physicality is celebrated in the same way men are. So I think that's a step in the right direction.